Tony, can you assess how Southwest Health System and the hospital are doing about 3 months into the coronavirus crisis?
You know, I think probably as well as to be expected. We are actually doing very well. Obviously, we've not had the major influx into our system as a lot of places have, but we've been able to manage the strange effects of what's happening. We've had a pretty slow few months with our revenue being way down, but we were prepared for that, and with some of the stimulus funds that we received, looks like we're going to be in pretty good shape. We've been able to stay on top of our supply needs and take care of what we've had to take care of, and I think been a very good educational source for the community during that time. So we feel like we've done pretty well.
There have been any points in the past 3 months where you were worried about capacity, supplies, personnel?
You know, there's been a few times where we've had some supply concerns in different areas. Obviously, initially there was masks, gowns, things like that that have kind of come up. At one point, we were having some issues regarding anesthesia drugs that we were able to address pretty quickly. But so, there's been those times. But as far as the capacity, obviously, we were concerned at first that we had no idea what to expect and whether we would become overwhelmed. But that really hasn't been an issue to date, anyway.
Some states like Arizona and Florida are seeing a spike in new COVID cases, but Colorado isn't. How is the hospital in Cortez prepared for a possible future spike?
You know, I think we're probably in better shape than we were originally because, again, we've been very cautious about conserving supplies and making sure we had the proper PPE in place. And we have a pretty substantial inventory right now so that we do see that. Again, we did a lot of preparation for a potential surge the first time. So I think if it does actually happen again, we're going to be much better prepared than we were.
Have you seen any particular demographic trends with the people coming into the hospital as confirmed COVID cases?
You know, not really. It's been pretty diverse. The population that we've actually seen, like I said, the numbers are still very small for what we've actually had hospitalized in our system. But it's been a diverse group. There hasn't been any particular age group, but what we've seen, it's been pretty widespread.
A few weeks ago, when there were a lot of discussions about reopening some businesses, you urged caution, and you did so at a Montezuma County Board of Supervisors meeting, maintaining that public health should be taken into consideration along with reopening businesses and the economy. What's your assessment now that we're several weeks into a phased reopening?
I think there's definitely a split out there as far as people who think that taking the extreme precautions are necessary. But, I think for the most part, I've been actually very pleased with what I've seen. I think most of the businesses are taking it very seriously. I think they have the precautions in place and are trying to do what they can. I think the one thing everybody agrees on, no one wants us to get back into a position to where we have to consider doing a shutdown again, and I think they understand what the ramifications of that would be and are taking the precautions that we need to do to make sure that doesn't happen.
There's been some tension in Montezuma County and other places between balancing public health and restarting the economy, as it's known. Were you caught by surprise by the amount of tension in Montezuma County about that?
I think it was a little bit surprising in some of the reactions and that, because it was never, from my perspective, it was never either or. We always thought and always supported expanding the reopening as long as it was done safely and the precautions were put in place. And that was really the only thing we were emphasizing. We never were at a point where we didn't want businesses to not reopen, because I understand what the economic impact of that was. Yeah, it was a little surprising at first, but again, I think we've gotten beyond that. Everybody understands that you can't have both. As more and more businesses are reopening and additional precautions are put in place, it seems to be going very well.
That's Southwest Health System CEO Tony Sutteth. You can read a transcript of our conversation at ksut.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.